Now on Colorado's Morning News. The sound of cheering could be heard last week on Wall Street as the markets rallied to break a 7-week losing streak. But are we out of the weeds and out of the woods yet? Joining us now, of course, daytradefund.com, day trader Jay Ratliff, who knows things all things economic. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So that rally that we saw last week, is that going to be a trend or is that a one-off right now considering the state we're in?
Well, most people are, if you're judging anything by the headlines right now, Marty, people are thinking, well, I'm glad that's over. Yeah, we got this correction business out of the way. It's time to go from here. But we still have the same issues today as we did 2 weeks ago. And you're right. I mean, the S&P and NASDAQ, they had a 7 consecutive week of declines. They haven't had that since .com. And the Dow was down 8 weeks in a row. And you've got to go back to 1932 for that kind of a streak. So it was certainly relief and cheers as we ended the week last week. But, of course, coming into this week, which is a holiday-shortened week of just 4 days of trading, a lot of things are going to be looked at this week. And, of course, as we progress, the Dow's down, I think, about 200 points or so this morning, minimal. But, really, it's going to be interesting to see once the trading begins if that optimistic approach to the market continues and we start to see things continue to go up, or if the realities of the day start to overtake Wall Street and it starts to drop back on us.
Well, Jay, you mentioned confidence and optimism, and consumer confidence is out this morning, and it's nearing the lows that we haven't seen since the Great Recession. So what does that mean for the markets? I mean, are people just going to be putting their money in their mattress or what?
Well, it may be that people say, look, I'm just going to hold on to the cash versus putting it back into the economy anywhere, be it a typical savings or the market or what have you. And, of course, right now, Pat, one of the things that you've been following closely is when is all this going to peak, and then when is it going to start falling back so that we can say, okay, we're over the hump here? And every time we turn around and we get a bit of some good news, we turn right around and see two or three indicators that say, not so fast yet. And right now, the consumer confidence in so many regards is really starting to catch up with people in a negative way, because they're looking at inflation that is absolutely hammering their ability to pay for things this month as compared to 4 or 5 months ago when things were considerably cheaper. And it's the frontline Americans right now, that the hardworking men and women of the country, they're taking the brunt of this. And it's really going to be something that, unfortunately, if it continues to get worse, it's going to be felt even more so. And that's going to do anything but, put an additional drag on the economy, which is the last thing any of us want to see.
The most accessible thing any of us do is usually putting gas on our vehicle. So far, it doesn't seem like it stemmed people from traveling and driving. But that, to your point, that may be more out of necessity than anything else, Jay. But I'm wondering now, with the latest, if you want to say, oil embargo that the EU is going to have, obviously going to probably put more of a squeeze on us as we consume energy here. Where is that line to finally we say enough is enough, and you totally see people, if you want to say, dropping out and saying we're not going to spend anymore, and that hurts the economy as well?
Well, as you're studying the how things are looking for this summer, the summer travel season by car or through aviation, there's a lot of people that are saying, look, I know I'm spending more than I normally do, but we've not been able to do anything for 2 years. So I'm spending more this trip than I would usually do because I need to go somewhere. I need to do something. We need to have some sense of normalcy back in our lives from a travel standpoint. And that's why we're seeing record numbers across the board of people flying and doing different things at a time when a lot of these prices for fuel and airline tickets are at an all-time high. Well, not all time, but for the last 7 or 8 years. So the thought is, at what point do we reach the diminishing returns where people say enough? Neither one of us can answer that definitively, but we know at this point in time, we're not at that point yet, and people are still willing to spend more money. But there has to reach a point where they're going to say enough, and they're going to start to throttle back. But people have been bottled up for so long, I think they're even okay in charging it if they have to get out, which is something I don't like to see. But emotions being what they are, they're saying, look, I've been cooped up enough. We need to go somewhere, and we're going to do it regardless of what it costs us.
Jay, we get the jobs report for May this Friday. Seems like it's already getting an undersell.
That's a great observation, because what we're seeing is people saying, look, we had 428,000 jobs that were created last month. We've got, it's not going to be as big this month. So they're giving us a number of 350,000 jobs that they're looking at that's going to be reflected in jobs report that's scheduled to be released Friday at 8:30 Eastern time. And we'll see if, in fact, that's going to be the case. And when you're looking at a lot of the earnings that we've seen over the last couple of weeks, talk about how inflation has really ripped into their profits, and we've seen the, some of the stocks start to drift back. A lot of that are saying, well, okay, that is going to cause some of these firms to not hire as many, maybe even lay off some workers, and that could be reflected in this report coming up on Friday, which is going to make it very interesting to see. And there's not a huge deal of optimism with this report as opposed to what we saw last month, and we'll see where those jobs are being created and if there's any trends that are indicated in the information that we're able to sift through. And again, that'll be on us in just a few days on Friday morning.
More of Jay's wisdom can be found at daytradefund.com. Jay Ratliff, as always, thank you, my friend.
My pleasure. Thank you.